Love is as common as light and never wearies. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Love is as common as light and never wearies. Most of us weary. We look at conditions and we say it's tiring out. We say such interesting statements, the sun is dying, the moon is waning, the moon is growing, and we have all sorts of things for the moon's behavior as it is blocked by the sun, blocked by the earth with the sun behind it. You know. And we have all these interesting statements, and the moon is doing nothing. The moon is always itself. The moon is always up there being its perfect self. The sun is never going down. The sun is never going out. As there are fizzles in the ocean, as it comes down in the ocean, you know. It doesn't do that at all. But the thing is, we build up these images. And so then we find it charming and humorous to tell our children these ideas. And our children believe us. Our children believe in the Easter Bunny, and they believe in Santa Claus. I mean, that's nice, but if we were to tell our children right off the bat, this is a time of family sharing. The family buys presents for one another, and your mother and father always give each of you a very special present at Christmas time, you know? And some people call us Santa Claus because we're giving lovely presents like that. But we're your mom and your dad, and we're doing that. And sometimes some nice people will come from somewhere else and bring presents to us, and we call them Santa Claus too. But actually, they're really some nice people coming from somewhere else. We might say that what a nice donation, what a nice contribution somebody has given us. And if we just say Santa Claus, well, that makes the giver happy, because the giver likes to feel that they are Santa Claus, that they're just giving to everybody and doing a good job. But they're not. The giver is not doing fine. He only gives to a select few and not to the rest of the world. Could the giver give to everyone in the world? Sure. When he gives the right gift. When he gives the gift of love. And the gift of love is common like light, and it never grows weary. The gift of love continues to glow and burn and be so beautiful. But you see, there are many kinds of love. And what is the gift of love you would be giving? Would you be giving the gift of love that expects to have people appreciate you? A lot of people do. Would you be giving the gift of love that expects to have it be recognized that you are a noble being uplifting someone else with your love? Or would you give the gift of love sort of anonymously and be totally, the world totally doesn't know who's giving it? Could you ever do that? There was a show on television many years ago, actually it was on radio, and it was called The Millionaire. It's a long time ago. And this show on radio a long time ago was called The Millionaire. Now, the millionaire was a very wealthy man, and he would look into the hearts of many people. And as he looked into the hearts of people, every week he would have his manservant go to the home of the people into whose heart he looked and say to them, "You have just been given $1 million. And so he would put it in their bank account, and he would let them enjoy it. Now, most of the people that he gave $1 million to had more problems with it than not. If they hadn't had $1 million, they would have continued living a very comfortable life, a very easygoing life. But the minute they got $1 million, they knew of all the people that that were beloved in their life, and they wanted to give them $100,000 here and $100,000 there and $100,000 there. And pretty soon, $1 million dwindled away to a wretched few. And they said, "Oh, I wish you hadn't done it. You know, I wish you hadn't done it." Well, they didn't. With the giving of $1 million, if this wealthy man could send along an investment counselor to talk with them. This was back when $1 million was a lot of money. To counsel with them and talk to them about $1 million and how to make it grow, and how if they were to invest it, it would bring back returns that would give them enough to live every month, all their life, without any worry or any concern, living on a, not a modest, but an average income, an average income for themselves. And he didn't do that. What he was a curse to them, most of them, giving them this money, and then they spent it so quickly because they had no idea of how to keep it, make it grow, to apply it, to be something beneficial to them. Well, now, this millionaire, wearied of his task, of his experience of giving out the money, he wearied of it. And then, one day, his man came to him and said, "You know, what we really should do is to take every person that we give $1 million to and have them go to school as part of the prerequisite for getting the money. Go to school for 1 week learning financial counseling, learning budgeting, learning how to make money grow, how they can have this money and do, and then free them to do whatever they want to do." And the millionaire said, "That's got merit, got merit." He wasn't too worried about it, but he was kind of sad to see that the people were using it so
flippantly,
so flippantly, and without thought of the future. Because you see, to have perfect health for a week or a month or a year, and then not to have perfect health, that's not very nice. You don't like that. To have wealth for just a period of time, and then not to have it anymore, poof, it's gone. Meanwhile, you gave up your job, you told your boss to go shove it up his nose and stuff like that, you know, all the things you wanted to say, but that was very poorly done. You see, when we learn how to use the sun, when we learn how to use love as it is, as common as light, what are we learning how to do? We are learning to give unconditional love. Now, true, the wealthy man gave this money to people unconditionally. If they chose to make it grow, that's fine. If they chose to waste it, that's fine. He had no concern about that because he knew the ways of humanity. But he didn't give it to necessarily poor people. He gave it to people who had great desires in their heart to accomplish things. And he thought perhaps this might help them accomplish it, you know, only it destroyed them. You see, with unconditional love, that would never happen. With unconditional love, he would give it, and he would see them using it wisely. He would not have the thought in his consciousness that they would not use it wisely. He would see them using it to their benefit and to their total picture of an abundant consciousness and an abundance for a long time to come. He would see that. But you see, that's what's missing. That's what's missing. Love is as common as light, and it is something else to him.
It never wearies.
It never wearies, yes. Yes. Love is as common as light and never wearies. Interesting. We all have the ability to know about love. We all have the ability to know about unconditional love. I gave a seminar in San Moritz with San Moritz, was it? I gave a seminar in Europe with unconditional love as my theme. Where is the cook living?
In Montebrei, Locarno.
In Montebrei, Locarno. I gave a seminar in Montebrei, Locarno. See, Ellen knows all this stuff because that's her home stamping grounds. I would like to have her think that her home stamping grounds is the United States, but she still feels that her home stamping grounds is Switzerland and Italy and Germany. And that's nice too. Okay, so we gave this program on unconditional love. And we were very, very exceptional in giving it, right, Ellen?
Yes.
It was a really remarkable program, and everybody who was attending it felt just 10 feet tall in the process. And they learned all about unconditional love and learned how to practice it in their life. And then, what is the first thing that we hear back from Europe?
Come back, that too.
But we hear that they're saying that they have problems in their life. They're saying that some things are not going along as well as they'd like them to go along. They're saying that certain things are kind of tedious and kind of unhappy for them. And they're saying that some people are not nice to them. They're saying that their marriages are breaking up. They're saying that their marriages are holding together. They're saying all sorts of things, you know? Now, if they had learned unconditional love, what would they have done? They would have applied it. They would have just madly loved whoever it was that was a relationship in their life. Madly loved their children. Madly loved their husband or wife. Madly loved whoever it was in their life. And then they would have the most powerful togetherness that could ever exist. But the most powerful togetherness only comes when we know that love is as common as light, and that love indeed never wearies. But every time we think that love wearies, what's happening to us? We're weary. Every time we think that love wearies, we are not practicing unconditional love. Yes, a mother, I have had enough out of you. You're not cooperating. You're not doing the right thing. Come here, you get a spanking, you know. And, you know, now, is that love? Hardly. If the mother had unconditional love, she'd say, sweetheart, come here. You've been acting up all day, but I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I think you're wonderful. I think you're fantastic, you know. And then, whatever. Now, what would happen to the kid? At first, he might be shook up. At first, he might say, she's just trying to con me with this unconditional love. But then, as it happened day after day after day for two or three days, the kid would say, hey, this is real. This is real. This is wonderful. And as her husband would come home from work, and she'd say to him, sweetheart, you make my day. You are the star of this house. When you walk in the house, this is your castle, and you're the king. And I'm the queen, of course, too. But you're the king. And isn't that wonderful? And her husband says, I've been trying to tell you that all of our married life. And she said, but I finally found out. You are so wonderful. You are so bad. And every day, she greets him at the door, wearing her beautiful gown as she's ready to present dinner, and a full table with candles and tablecloth and napkins and wine glasses and the whole works, you know. Whether she drinks wine or not doesn't matter, but the wine glasses are there. All the pizzazz of caring. And what's going to happen to that husband? He's going to not be able to wait till he gets home. And then at the table, she doesn't bring up the problems with the children. She tells him how wonderful the children are, how proud she is of the children, what great children they have, and what fantastic beings they are. And what was going to happen to those children? What's going to happen to that husband? What's happening to her? You think her husband's going to return the compliment by saying, sweetheart, it takes one to know one. You're fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you see, what would happen to their marriage? Solid as a rock at Gibraltar. And I talked to a woman just yesterday, and she has a husband that is kind of a rascal with her, and she thinks maybe she should separate, and maybe she should do this. I said, hey, don't. Separate if you wish, that's your business. But first, take a couple of days and love the bejabbers out of him with unconditional love. Like I just said, love him so unconditionally that he looks at you and he says, hey, I haven't had this for our entire married life. You're fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. And then next day, thank you. Next day, thank you. And what's going to happen in marriage? It'll be, it's a rock of Gibraltar again. Because she is making it what she wants it to be. He is a lover. She is a lover. Their home is paid for free and clear. You hear me?
Yes.
All their cars are paid for free and clear. And they're living on Easy Street. Just having a good time. Now, Can that work? Oh, yes, it does. I have worked it with many. And will it work? Yes, if you apply it. If you apply it. And I say, love never wearies. It never wearies when you keep it pumped up. You keep it moving in the direction of harmony, peace, joy, happiness, and goodness. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Love is as common as light, and it is never, never wearies. So, have a nice evening, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.